Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
Another academic year has just passed by. Here comes yet another June. Though high school students and the majority of younger pupils may slowly start thinking of their vacation and not care that much of what's going on at schools, since all the important tests are already a thing of the past, there is one category of people who simply don't fit this criteria. Students. For them, this time of the year is not a bed of roses. The moment you enter any university building, you may spot thousands of heartless zombies strolling down the corridors, staring pointlessly somewhere far, or just straight at the screens of laptops or smartphone displays. The dark circles under their eyes are not the sign of insomnia, but rather yet another sleepless night spent on a project that needed either final touches or had to be started from scratch again. At that moment, most start probably wondering what the hell happened with this idyllic vision of a happy, well-rested after a good sleep student whose insomnia is the result of an all-night party but not stress and projects. Feeling disappointed? Well, here are some facts about studies that nobody told you about before you started, but you learned about them the moment when the exam session knocked at your door, announcing the vision of multiple retakes, conditional promotions, and many sleepless nights. Misconception number one. Studies are for free. Yeah, if you study at any public university, certainly don't pay any tuition. But at the very beginning, somebody forgot to tell you that you're gonna spend fortune on copies, prints, materials needed to make a model or maquette, not to mention even a bigger fortune spent on tons of coffee and other energy boosters. In the worst case, you're gonna spend even more when you end up on a couch somewhere at the psychiatrist room undergoing post-traumatic stress disorder therapy. Have you already found a sponsor? You'd better do. Misconception number two. The first year is the most difficult one. Later on, it will be easier. Now, dear second, third, or fourth year students, do you feel any kind of relief with two or three exams more added to your exam session this year? Or maybe some extra subjects you needed to take to score more points? Don't you feel that teachers are somehow more and more demanding year after year? Misconception number three. Students' life is great. Only parties and studying once a year. Don't you have the impression that this is one of the biggest jokes ever? Doesn't your semester seem to be a never-ending cramming session? Projects, maquettes, tests, pop-up quizzes, retakes. And you know what? Beware. Next year, well, it's gonna be even worse. Because even though you're going to have, let's say, fewer lectures, definitely, there will be teachers who will turn your life into a nightmare. So, if you're eager to discover more down-to-earth truths about your studies, well, stay tuned. I'm coming back next Tuesday, as usual, at 5:30 p.m.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.